To start, press any key. Where's the any key?
Premium. The meum is Latin for not ready.
Sky finger.
This is stupid.
What we're going to do with this podcast is we're going to talk about what's going on with our favorite
premium game.
So we're primarily here to feed our obsession.
She knew my one weakness.
Money, 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 money.
Oh, it's funny because it's true.
And it's all just a lot of harmless fun.
No jokes, no taunting.
How did the show stay so fresh?
Guy Finger Podcast.
Don't!
Podcast. We're never.
It's called Skyfinger Podcast
it.
As well.
Oh my god!
It's not called the Springfield Podcast.
I'm never say our name for the podcast right.
We are Skyfinger. That's the sound of a finger tapping on a table. Hey,
I
listeners!
Hope that you got it all though, and even me cutting you off for saying "Hey, listeners."
Yeah, yep.
It's all gold.
Smooth transition.
Good.
So, do you want to say hello to the listeners?
I do. Hello, listeners.
Hey, guys. How you doing? I don't know why I asked you that, because it's not like I can hear your response. Kate McCabe.
Yes.
We're here.
We're here in my flat instead of at my workplace. And,
clink. You hear that noise? You hear that noise?
We're having drinks.
We're having boozy drinks.
It's a slow gin fizz today.
Okay, what is in a slow gin fizz?
It's a shot of gin, a shot of slow gin, which is made with slow berries.
Oh, well, I absolutely adore slow gin.
3/4 of a shot of lemon juice and 1/2 a shot of sugar syrup.
Really nice.
Yeah, not bad.
Really nice. What's the fizz?
Oh, sorry, top it with club soda. Yeah.
Delicious.
That's the fizz.
Delicious and nutritious. Well, it's been a while since we've podcasted. So we've got quite a lot to get through, and you have got to get off to a birthday party, haven't you?
That's right.
By the way, I'm Rich Massara.
And I'm Kate McCabe.
Is Kate McCabe.
Yeah.
And this is the Skyfinger Podcast. If this is your first time listening, fuck off.
No, don't fuck off. He's good. He's bad cop, I'm good cop.
Yeah.
Don't fuck off, please. Listen to our podcast. This is all about the very niche topic of Tapped Out.
Tapped Out.
Springfield-based freemium game. We are both level 59 players.
Oh, God, am I level 59? Yes, fucking too right. I'm a level 59.
Yeah.
I thought I nearly had 5 stars the other day. I can't understand this, right? You know the conformer meter?
Yeah.
Right, I'm like... All of mine are 5 stars, except for gluttony, which is 4.5 stars.
So what gets you better on gluttony? Fast food restaurants and stuff? Like, do you need another quick
buy restaurants for people too lazy to cook. I just don't understand. Like, what do I need to do?
I don't know, but I am smushing cowboys right now.
Yes. So, we're going to get into this. Where shall we start?
I think we need to go in chronological order. So the
I do
last
too.
Thing that we didn't really talk about much was the fire engine and firehouse update.
The fireman update.
Yeah.
How did you feel about it?
Quick I thought it was cute. I like those little mini games.
Okay.
You know, it was only like a week long, that. And I think in the middle of them planning bigger things, it's nice to have those little mini bonuses.
Yeah. I've got to admit, absolutely loved it. Spent donuts.
Really? What did you buy with donuts?
Oh, I bought all the fireman's outfits. Don't know why. There was just something about it where I was like, I want all of this.
You know what? You don't have to explain to me. Like, there's weird things that appeal to different people.
Yeah.
And that's why some people buy the premium itchy and scratchy billboards. I have not.
No, but I did spend money on the Mr. Sparkle billboard.
Ah, you have Mr. Sparkle.
Well, because it was Mr. Sparkle, but also because those billboards always give you like a fraction of a percentage point on all XP and money. So
conformal meter.
Yeah, they're worthwhile. If something goes, 2% on 2% extra on, you know, XP and money, I will buy that shit.
Yeah.
So I really liked it. I like the missions. I like the fact there were lots of animations.
Yeah, that's the good thing. You get a lot of animations on it.
Wasn't a lot of non-animations going on in that, so I was quite happy.
I quite like that Ralph got a job out of it.
Yes, yeah. I just thought some really... I don't know why. It just appealed to me. And the fact it was short and it was brief... And initially, I think I might have kind of been like, right, I'm going to buy... all the all those things because I'm worried I won't get through it. But yeah. I feel even if you didn't buy the extra outfits, it was probably still quite easy to get
through. It was still fun. Hey, because with the fire station now, you can like tap it and then go and put out a fire somewhere.
Mm-hmm.
Now, along the lines of that, some of these other mini games, like we had like the Shuttle to Mars one mini game.
Yeah.
We also had the Find Maggie game and everything. Yeah. And now that's a permanent fixture.
Thank
How
goodness.
Often do you think that you do your Play-Doh Factory bonus?
Oh, I do it every day.
Because I think I probably don't do it enough. Like, there's the potential there to sort of get, like, about 9 donuts a week or so.
It's every 15 hours you can play. You've got to play 3 times in order to get donuts.
The donuts.
And, I mean, I'm just finding Maggie. It's become laughably easy.
Once you know how it kind of, you know, you listen for the sucky sound, you know the position. I think originally it was hard because you were, like, sometimes she was on, like, the stoop of the building. Sometimes she was on the roof.
Oh, now she's always on the roof.
And once she was over in Springfield Heights because I have a lard lad over there.
Yeah, that would have been quite difficult. I once found her by sight.
Oh my Jesus.
Yeah, I'd forgotten to turn up my volume.
Wow, I am impressed with. I've never seen her at the seaport. Have you seen her at the seaport?
I haven't seen her at the seaport, but also one time I found her just through noise because she was on top of a roof that was obscured behind another building and I was like, she's definitely here but she's not on any of those roofs. The only roof I can't see is that. I pressed it and I got it and I was
Maggie,
like,
follow my voice
Maggie. I mean, we could talk a little bit about the end of the gambling one because we were kind of in the gambling one.
Yeah, I mean, I'm pretty happy with the way that my Vegas strip looks.
Okay.
Oh, and I also started sort of in keeping with the location of where Vegas is in America. I started the cowboy stuff, which is what we'll talk about later.
Uh-huh.
I started that at the end of the Vegas strip.
Oh, are you going to turn it into? You see now that would be a good idea, turn it into a Vegas desert strip.
Yep.
Look what I've done with mine. I'm building a special little fancy port area that has casinos leading up to it.
See, this is what's special about this dumb game. It lets you express yourself in ways you can't afford to in real life.
Okay, so the fireman one, and then simultaneously with the fireman one...
Spring cleaning. Came on the heels of that.
Yeah, which was just very simple. That was just a few missions, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was a few missions. Gil came out to play. He offered a few things.
He did? Did you buy anything?
Purchased.
Ooh. Somebody spent some donuts.
Try to guess what I bought.
Did you buy the Shining Maze?
No, that's cool, though. I didn't buy that. It's Moe's house.
Oh, you bought Moe's house?
Yeah, I was like, this poor bastard, he needs somewhere to live. So
He lives in the bar.
I like furnishing people with houses. Like, it's one thing I think about. Sometimes when new characters get introduced to the games, I'm like, oh man, this town is pretty much at capacity for housing. I better build some more houses. And then, like, I do a new housing project.
You're such a careful town planner. No, I didn't spend anything on Gil. Though, I did buy the Shining Maze.
Oh, okay. So does it have a mission with it or not?
Yes, it gives extra missions to, I think it gave missions to Lisa, it definitely gave missions to Bart.
Okay.
And then you can send children to get lost in it.
Neat.
Now, recently, there's been a bit of an update as well, before we get into the cowboy thing, because that's the big update.
Yeah.
The thing that I have to talk to you about is how do you feel about the way they have updated the interface? With characters having ticks on them and exclamation marks now.
I don't mind it. Although, what I would love is in the corner, like currently Homer's on a job right now.
Right.
And I sent Homer on that job, not really knowing where he'd wind up or if there was an animation at the end of it or anything.
Uh-huh.
And then I was like, oh, I lost track of where he went. I wonder if I tick on him, if it'll take me to him. And it doesn't. There's no option. When you tick on the thing on the side, basically, it just gives you the option to hurry the job up with donuts. Oh, and I don't want to do that. I want to go...
Once he's complete, once he's got the green tick, when you press on it, then it goes to him.
Then it goes over. But I kind of want to see if there's something happening like at the location where he's at. Or
if there's a bit of an animation going on.
You could, and you can do it by going over to the town hall. And going to your census and kind of being like, all right, I'll go.
That just seems like a lot of effort to try and find.
Yeah, it seems like a lot of effort for a game where everything is supposed to be literally at your fingertips.
Yeah.
But I don't mind the new interface. I see that they're trying to provide clarity, and I appreciate that.
It's all, I've found it very handy when you've done that thing where you've sent, you know, because I'm doing a bit of stuff in my Springfield Heights at the minute, which means I've got people building drugs and yoga mats and coffee cups and all that bullshit. So yeah. Then I'm sending everyone else who isn't involved in the cowboy update, I'm sending them out on 24-hour missions.
Katie Sanchez is putting her head all over your rucksack.
I know.
That sounds dirty.
I covered my rucksack in catnip.
She is putting her glands all over your sack.
Katie Sanchez, stop biting my sack.
Look at her. She's really going for it.
Man, I've never seen I've never seen a pussy attack my sack with such vim and vigor before.
This is obscene.
We're recording in Kate's kitchen for the first time in a while, so it's been a long time since Katie Sanchez has seen me. I like the fact that, so you send the characters on 24-hour jobs, and you know when you've been through your Springfield and then you've still got characters that you haven't found, I like the fact that there's now like a thing going, they're here.
Yeah,
they're
like here. that guy's finished. Yeah, because I think it's an improvement.
We've both got about 150
characters. Something like that. Yeah. We finish each other's sandwiches.
Oh, can you believe? Can you believe we've both got like 150 characters now?
I noticed, by the way, I don't know if this has happened for you. Do you know your statue boardwalk guy?
Oh yeah.
So he's left the boardwalk. He's like gone off the grid.
Oh yeah, I noticed that. He's gone on a little widdly wonder.
Yeah, he's gone on walkabout.
Maybe because no one ever goes to the bloody boardwalk.
Maybe. Jesus.
Maybe he should fuck off to Krusty Land where no one else goes.
Goes to Krusty Land or potentially go to the Vegas Strip. That's where people want to go.
Yeah, I suppose.
But I think that's quite funny. I was like, look at you gone rogue.
Now, one thing I'm curious about is what are those?
Okay, so that means there's an animation.
Really?
Those are the ones that are like, that has an animation attached to it.
Okay, so now they, just for the listener, it's that when you go to
exercise
somebody's tasks, it's got like the little silhouettes of a running Homer next to the tasks.
Yeah.
So those mean they have an animation.
Correcto.
Wow. Now, I like that.
I enjoy it as well. I recently got my private island up to level 5, so I'm happy about that.
It feels good, doesn't it?
Yeah. I want to live there.
Yeah, you do, don't you?
There's a barbecue, a tiki hut, a slide, a hot air balloon. Jesus. Mm. The 1% have it going on, man.
They really do. Although, I don't like the fact they've currently got a Springfield Heights job, which is reach 500 million real estate and build Ziff Mansion. And I'm just like, do you know freaking hard it is to get to 500 million, and I've got a feeling the next one's going to be a billion, and because it's just sat there.
I'm only at 150 million.
I'm at 456 million.
I still do not have like the little lake that's supposed to come about. So I'm not on Springfield Lake yet.
You are.
It's taking me ages to do this one.
It is. I think it was Monroe Grove. I've got no idea how you've bloody spent any time, because it just takes so long to build up the necessary.
Yeah, like some people, I think they just must be spending donuts completing tasks and things.
They must be bloody millionaires.
It's fine. I guess all good things to those who wait.
I suppose so. It'll make it feel more worthwhile, I hope. But the thing is, the annoying thing is once again, once you've finished it, they're all just non-imations. What do we call them?
Static?
No, they're,
what is it? Property sucks or something like that.
Oh, god damn it, we came up with a really good word for it, didn't we?
I barely have roads in my Springfield Heights as well. It's pretty much the Wild West.
I just tamed it all. So, I think that's got us through everything. I bought the maze because I wanted the shinning maze.
Yeah,
The shinning. Oh, one thing I really enjoyed about the fireman's thing is the number of weed references that they threw in. Like when Otto was like, man, I don't know what happened. I was just smoking some stuff. And they were all like, yes, when you should be careful when you smoke
smoking stuff.
That made me laugh quite a lot. So let's get to it.
Yeah.
Cowboys.
I like it. I am enjoying this update. I feel like you're not.
I fucking hate it.
Why?
I hated it from the moment it came on.
Why? Is it because of the theme itself?
Oh, yes.
You don't like the West?
What are we doing? Are we going back in time? Are they traveling back through time? Like, I kind of enjoyed the barbarian stuff, but, like, I was a little bit miffed that it kind of wasn't really canon. It's not canon.
You don't like how unrealistic it is.
It's just like, oh, what haven't we done? Cowboys.
This is what's going to happen. You know, like, that is the future of Tapped Out, because they have more or less admitted that they've run out of kind of recurring characters to throw into the game. So it is just going to be about more outfits and about, like, more sort of, like, off-planet episodes, if you know what I mean. Sort of, like, alterniverse.
Non-canon.
Yeah.
Fucking Marvel New 52.
Totally. It's going to be, like, an Otherworlds story. And Elseworlds.
I don't know what it is, but, like, the second I saw it, I nearly didn't put the thing down.
Oh, my God. I can't believe you're taking that much of a stand.
No, I was just kind of like, I don't actually want this in my Springfield.
I don't even want to play this.
I don't want it in my Springfield. I don't have a place that I feel like that's going to... I mean, look at what I've done with it. I've literally done the bare minimum.
Wow. No, I am going to, like,
carve out
land for it.
The only thing I think I would want to use about it is maybe the dirt.
Yeah.
Don't want to use the dirt roads. I think they look shit. But I like the rocks, and maybe you could use the horses somewhere.
Yeah, sure.
The carriage.
I mean, because you could have a ranch.
I mean, like, now, is that one-toothed guy? He's canon, though, isn't he?
He is canon, and maybe that's what you need to look at it as, for somebody who is having a really hard time sort of, like, bridging these worlds.
It's not fucking Deadwood.
No, but what you can do is, there are, like, ghost towns. Like, tourism. Like ghost towns, dude ranches, that kind of thing. So
this is Springfield's American Adventure.
Yeah, exactly. This is like they're going on holiday to learn how to like rope cattle and, you know, meet these kind of old-timey cowboy characters from
It's bullshit.
Children's shows.
It's bullshit. I really don't like
it. Man, you are so mad.
I don't understand why it's going. I think another reason why it got me so upset is because the second I placed it, it was then like, here's now, go and do this. And then you've got that. Here's some jobs we get you to do that we get you to do every time we have one of these 3 week long updates.
Yeah.
And then no, you're not allowed to play the game yet because you've now got to go to other people's Springfields and tap on their shit as well. Yeah.
Although I have to say
it's the same every goddamn time.
You know what I'm grateful for though? I feel like the visiting other people's Springfields, there are a finite number of people that you can visit before they stop giving you free things.
Yeah.
And for that, I'm grateful. Because otherwise, I would try to do everybody's every day, and it would be like an hour to get through it, and that would kill me.
Mm.
But I wouldn't, like, not do it. I would just be so annoyed with myself that I've done it.
But the whole new... And then, oh, great, I've got to go around and tap all these freaking ranchers and miners and bandits all in my town, and then because I really enjoyed those bloody nightmares that kept on going around. They've done this time is they've just made them smaller and they've made them a person.
You know what I'm mad about is I keep earning money and then I have to buy more land, which is fine because you know your world is expanding. But I just want to finish my stupid IRS already.
Yeah.
And it's like I'm so far away from it now because I keep buying patches of land.
Yeah, because you have to.
Yeah.
And I don't know, like, there have just been a few things where it's just been the same as, it's just the same system as other updates, and it's just kind of like, I need a bit of variety. I loved the fireman one. If the cowboy one had been a week long...
Yeah.
I probably wouldn't be as mad about it.
You wouldn't be so mad.
You're
mad.
I'm really mad.
You mad.
I'm so mad. You would not believe how mad I am.
I believe it.
It's just, I'm sorry. Like, I feel like I've, I'm letting you down, Kate. But this...
Well, I mean, I'm surprised at how much you dislike it, because, I mean, this is the formula for, like, the bonus things on it, is that they make you do, like, related tasks, and then they have the thing where it's, like, cash in these, and you can craft these, and, you know, it's sort of, it is pretty much just what the formula is.
I understand they're limited.
Yeah.
But at the same time, the sport update was completely different.
Yeah, I mean, you had the competing thing, and then it was like, that was annoying to me because I had to be too involved in people's lands.
Okay.
I was like, I can't spend this amount of time. I feel like with the cowboy thing, the good thing for me with that is you clear your patch, you send them on jobs, and then, like, you're kind of good for the next 5 hours, and you don't have to do anything with it. But with the sporting one, you pretty much had to be paying attention and, like, really trying. And
okay.
So I think we probably have, like, contrasting opinions about that.
True. I would just like to have seen a little bit more. I don't know. I mean, I know they're constrained by the concept of the game.
Yes.
I just don't see why this has to be a 3-week one when so much of it is not canon.
Yeah, so you...
It's not like they don't have a big well to draw from.
Where... What would be your, like, next... If you could pick any sort of, like, next kind of event for them to do, what would you do?
I don't know. And I hadn't thought about such a well thought out question coming my way. I just wanted to come and complain about this.
Let me think about it though. I mean, I just don't know where I would suggest either. I mean, they've done the space one, they've done monorail.
True.
They've got Mona back in. You know, Mrs. Simpson. She's dead.
But, yeah, yeah, yeah. They brought her back in.
They have Lindsay Nagel in. She was my dream go-to for the longest time.
Yeah, true. Not I mean, they could have maybe done something again with Lurline Lumpkin, or...
You know what they could do, and it's a little risky, because who knows how many Heartlanders play this game. They could do a Gaberhood one.
A
Gaberhood one. Oh. Like the gay village.
Oh, yeah.
Because you have Waylon, you have Roscoe, you have Patty... and you have the potential to bring in the Cuban guy, who is called, God, what is his name? I think it's like Jorge or something.
Uh-huh.
But you do have like a little bit of a gay community in Springfield, so you could do like a Pride week, even as a mini game.
Okay.
Also, please, as just a way to plug the article I wrote recently for Standard Issue.
Oh, yeah, okay, yeah, you were telling me about this earlier.
Yeah, I contribute sometimes to a magazine called StandardIssueMagazine.com. It's basically Sarah Millican's online magazine,
mm-hmm.
and it covers everything from, like, pop culture to fashion to politics.
Yeah, we were talking about your film review of Deadpool.
Yeah, and so I wrote something about Smithers' coming out episode, so if you go to that and look for the... Smithers coming out episode on Standard Issue, then it will get some more hits and drive up traffic to that site. So thanks, guys.
What's the website for that again?
So www.standardissuemagazine.com, or if you're very, very patriotic and British, .co.uk. They both drive you there.
Oh. Now, one thing I think they could do, and I don't know whether they're not doing it because of an issue of rights or money, and let's face it, they're making enough money off us. And I think one of the reasons why they're starting to do these more free donuts and things is because I think it may have reached peak and is starting to level off a little bit.
Yeah, I think you're probably right.
Most
people have left it by now.
Yeah, most people aren't still playing it like we are. I mean, The Simpsons went through a long period of time where they went from being like, oh, did you see the one where, you know, Bart did that, or Homer became too fat, and then it was, oh, did you see the one with NSYNC in, or the one with Ricky Gervais in?
Yeah.
Why are we not getting more of those celebrities? How many celebrity cameos have there been?
Well, that's a good question, because to be honest, and I don't have the Family Guy app on my computer anymore, but I had been playing it for like a few months, and I noticed that they were getting celebs to do theirs.
Yeah.
So I don't see why they couldn't. I mean, I would love to have the Xena playable character on this.
Exactly.
Like, although it's not Xena, it's Lucy Lawless.
No, it's Lucy Lawless. But,
she flies.
No, Lucy Lawless can't fly.
Exactly.
But yeah, I think that would be one way to go. Maybe some more of these like week-long ones where at the end of them you can win the like a celebrity lookalike. And maybe if there's an issue with rights, I mean... they could even do ones where they introduce characters who are basically that celebrity. You know, yeah. You could have Paul McCartney on, but basically have an analogy of Paul McCartney, and then just use the writing of the game to just give it a nod and a wink.
I suppose if you're going to go with like the made up cowboy element, why not just make up celebrities as well?
Yeah,
because they do have like a lot of celebrity tasks as well. Yeah, they always have like, you know, send the celebrities to this.
Yeah, we've got Rainier Wolfcastle, who's an Arnold Schwarzenegger ripoff. We've got Dredrick Tatum, who's a Mike Tyson ripoff.
Yeah.
Why, considering The Simpsons became so known for the number of celebrity cameos it had every week, it had different voices, different people.
Oh, God.
Why have we not got ex-presidents? They've had ex-presidents in it.
Oh, my God.
Why have we not?
I bet they do a voting one this year.
Oh, please, EA. Yes.
Now. Yeah.
Now that,
Kang and Kodos.
I would be on with. Yes, Kang and Kodos as Trump and Clinton.
Yep.
Because they are a man and a woman.
Yeah, that's right.
Oh, there we go. Well,
what are you dousing me with? Rum. So no one will believe your story.
You see, that's what I want. I don't want freaking cowboys.
Although I have to say, I like Homer's cowboy
animation
and his little phrases. Like he says all sorts of dumb things about the cowboy, which I like.
Well, again, I'm not criticizing the writing, because the writing, as always, is spot
good.
On.
Yeah,
the writing on this game has always been good. They are very much. Firmly wedging their tongue in cheek and acknowledging, there he is. Look, it's one of those goddamn miners that you tap on,
Aww. And
he doesn't look. He doesn't disappear.
Look how many axes you get.
I don't give a shit.
How far along are you in your little prize meter?
Oh, well, my prize meter. I haven't even got a cowboy.
Fucking make some things so that you can get him. Do the things.
No.
It'll help you get him.
No.
Why?
Because, like, I haven't done any of those at all until today. And I sat down.
You're missing out on the little prizes?
They stay there. They don't go anywhere. So I suddenly realized that I had like 5,000 pickaxes and over 3,000 hats. And so I was just there, just going, dun, dun, and then I ended up getting a load of stuff. Now, that's great. I like the fact that if you are playing the game casually and you're into the cowboy thing, then cool.
Hey, when's Smithers going to have a little kind of thing with this? Because he's with the chaps.
Oh, that's true. I mean, we have got another two acts to freaking sit through. Oh, and Snake's getting a cowboy outfit, clearly.
Yay.
And Skinner's getting one, but no.
So far,
no Smithers and Chaps.
I like Westerns. I think I'm just okay with this because I've just accepted the fact that my life is dumb. So, the sooner you come to that conclusion... You'll be all right.
I don't know why. I'm sorry. I'm sorry, dear listener, and I'm sorry, Kate.
No, it's good. I think conflict is good for our podcast. Oh, my God. Look at how adorable my cat is.
Your cat is so adorable after she finally pulled my bag off its chair. Glad I didn't have
I wonder if that's what she was mad about.
Electronics in that goddamn bag. What a little bitch your cat is.
I know.
And considering I'm saying that after having been a whiny little bitch about this.
That's a good point. Oh, self-awareness is key.
I enjoyed the spring clean. I enjoyed the fireman thing. I don't want to spend 3 weeks fucking searching after miners through my town.
Who's a character? This is a little change of subject. Who's a character that you want that you don't have yet, but that is available for sale?
Lurline Lumpkin.
I think I want Lurline Lumpkin as well, because I think she uses the main stage.
Yeah.
And I think she is kind of like one of those bonus ones that gets...
I would also say probably most fuckable Simpsons character.
Yeah.
And I will never not like her.
Not ever. Mindy's probably the most fuckable.
Mindy?
Yeah. Oh, Mindy. It's like the...
The beer-drinking redhead...
the one who like goes for tams and stuff like that. She's Michelle Pfeiffer voiced.
Yeah. Yeah, she was. But I don't... There's something...
She bakes turkey.
She may bake turkey, but Lurline's got that singing voice and she's so sad. And she's got that southern drawl, which as an Englishman I find irresistible.
Really? Is that the accent that you guys like?
Oh, God. If you had one of those, like, I would try and...
Well, it's my saving grace that I have this dumb North American, look at you, look North you, Atlantic.
Look at you wiping your brow.
Phew! I don't know if I can deal with
for
that sexual pressure.
For a second there, I was in danger.
Oh, dear God.
Jesus.
I have news.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. I don't think this is like any secret or anything or like break somebody's plans, but, and I won't name specifics, but I know somebody in Manchester is potentially going to be setting up a Simpsons quiz night. That'll be cool, right?
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Cool. Maybe we could do a podcast
from
there.
Yeah. So if that happens, we'll do it. I know they have one in New York City, and I think it's called the Stonecutters Club. So it won't be called that, but I think it'll be
excellent
something
choice.
Else. Yeah.
Excellent choice of name. Oh, you know what? Okay, I think that's felt good.
Yeah, you can let it all
off my
out.
Chest.
Okay.
Really has been bothering me. And the thing is, like, we've been following all the things on the Springfield, on the Skyfinger Twitter, at Skyfinger Pod on Twitter, and like Monroe Grow and Craig Stoddy and
Mike.
And Susie Poops.
Susie Poops!
Susie Poops! Love your name, at Susie Poops. Poops with a Z, not an S. Yeah, like, I understand you guys are getting on, and I like what you've been doing. Monroe Grow seems to be, Michelangelo seems to be changing his every 5 minutes.
P.S. Does anybody want to have control of Skyfinger Pod?
Yeah, we've been neglecting that.
Does anybody, seriously, like, is that going to happen? Is that a thing that people want?
If you want to have a go of our...
Shared town. If you want to be mayor of it and redesign it, you can nuke it and start it from scratch if you want, or, mm-hmm. you know, you can just move things around. You can basically have the keys for either a month or longer than a month if nobody wants it from you after... Like straight after.
Uh-huh.
So we were thinking it's like you lease it for a month, and then if somebody else wants it, then you got to pass it on. But and lease, by the way, there's no fee attached.
Yeah,
like, there's no cost.
We can't afford to pay. Well, we can't afford to pay.
Or, and you don't have to pay us.
Also, at Monroe Grow, thanks for trying to promote us on Facebook. Sorry you got shut down.
I know. Man, they're harsh.
By Lynn's Moore. This is not a place to promote or advertise. This post would be deleted. Please do not post in the group.
That's a little harsh. And so, as I understand it, it was about... It's on a page about the game, right?
I guess so.
So that's a bit harsh. Anyway, I hope that... you feel okay after that harsh interaction. But thank you for trying anyway. That was
Don't let
nice.
The man get you down.
Yeah, dude.
Don't let the man get you down.
Right on. This slow gin fizz is for you.
Yeah. Cheers.
Cheers.
Mm. So, anything else? Have we kind of covered everything?
I think we've covered everything.
Because you've got to go to a birthday party.
I do have to go to a birthday party, which I need to go either buy... a candle or some chocolates so I can... It's like a dual...
Please just buy a box of emergency candles. Don't get a, like, scented candle. Just get one of those red boxes which has, like, six white candles in it and just be like, just in case the electricity ever goes off.
I'm just going to get a roadside flares.
Yeah, buy a high-vis jacket.
It's like a housewarming birthday party, so...
Buy her spare batteries for her torch.
Okay.
Yeah, just buy her a pack of D batteries.
I'll buy the batteries, I'll put them in a sack, and then I'll batter her a little bit. Yeah. Sounds fair. That sounds good. Right. Okay. Well, as we're winding up our drinks and winding up our session about this podcast, I would just like to say thank you for listening.
Yeah.
You can find us on Twitter at SkyfingerPod.
Yes, at SkyfingerPod. And you are...
Kate McCabe says, like S-A-Y-S. I think with my accent, it's hard to tell. It's not S-A-Y-S.
Says.
Kate McCabe says.
Kate McCabe says.
Yeah.
And I'm at Rich Massara, RichMassara.
And you can also find us on Tapped Out, obviously.
Yes, indeed.
I am Kate McCabe 39.
And I am Ruju 69, RoojoJ006.
And our shared one is Skyfinger Pod.
I believe so.
Yeah.
Go and see the work we have not done.
Indeed.
And if you've been enjoying the cowboy thing, tweet at us. Tell me how wrong I am. But literally, I want to... I mean, if they brought in characters from Deadwood, I would love it. because I would love Simpsons Swear Engine just wandering around calling Homer a cocksucker and everyone a cunt.
Swear Engine.
That would be great. Unless they're bringing whores into it, it's not the Wild West.
But the whores are there. Oh, I got them. Oh, from Vegas. I got those two hookers. Oh, the Vegas wives.
You fucking legend, Kate McCrae.
Anyway, so don't say that they don't have them.
All right, I won't. This has been Skyfinger Pod. Thank you very much for listening.
A pleasure. See you guys later.
Bye.
Bye.